Okay, good morning. We are Yoredeya, Pei Aleph, Dvarim Ayotzim Minachai. Okay, so we're continuing with Seif Bet. Okay, so let's read. Gvinot Shenasu Michalav Behema. So you have cheeses that are made from milk of an animal. Venimtza, right, we're assuming everything is kosher now. Venimtza Trefa. So you have the milk that the cheese or milk that you made, and you find out after the fact that you shechted from the animal, and the animal turns out to be a trefa. You find out after you already made the milk and the cheese, and now you have a trefa in front of you. So imhu trefa she'efshar shelo irala ela ata. So it depends. If it's a trefa that only happened right now, Kegon, nikev krum shel moach. You see that there's a hole in the membrane of the moach, that brain. Muteret. Then we say, in such a similar situation, anything like that, we say it's muter damrinan hashtahu denitrefa. We assume that the trefa only happened right now. About im yadua shekodem shechalva nitrefa. But if you know it became a trefa before you got the milk, in other words, the milk came out of a trefa, kagon yitrat ever shenitrefet bo, such as it has an extra organ that makes it into a trefa, or huglad pi hamaka, or you know that there's let's say an injury where you made a hole into one of the organs that makes it into a trefa, like one of the stomachs. And then it starts to heal over. So then you know if you have this hole where it now it healed itself. So you know it. We know it takes 3 days for it to become for this healing process to happen over the hole. And so if you know what happened before. So you know what happened before the shechita. So haya kol hagvinot shenasu mechelva asurot. So then we say all of the milk that was made from this animal is asa. And all the milk or all the cheese that came directly from this animal is asa.
The hole in the moach, does that make
the animal? A hole in the what? In the moach?
In the krum.
Yeah.
That makes the meat tray, but the milk is okay.
No. If the animal's a trefa, then the milk that comes out of it is a trefa. That's the real, the simple pshat, just to clarify, if you have an animal that's a trefa, so therefore any of the milk that comes out of the animal that's a trefa is also a trefa. The issue is, when did it become a trefa? So we're going to see, the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch is anything that's anytime you know that it became a trefa, so you have to go back to when it became a trefa. Let's say if it was born with an extra organ, we're going to see this. So then you assume, or if it has an extra organ that makes it a trefa, then you assume it was always a trefa. And therefore, even from all the way back from birth, the animal's a trefa and the milk has a din of a trefa, or chalav shel trefa, and it's aser. But if we're talking about a hole or a maka, so then it takes 3 days. The assumption is it takes 3 days for this maka, this membrane healing of a hole, let's say one of the stomachs, and then so the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch is it's aser from 3 days before. If you just milked it. The assumption is anything that's beyond from 3 days to 12 months is when we're assuming if you find this maka that has a hugla that healed over it, we assume from 3 days to 12 months backwards, that's when it's asa. The Ramah is a little different. Haga, all right, in Alech Lamaisa, it depends on each situation, and you'll see, really have to see the situation of when you assume it became a trefa. Right, just general principle here. Haga miu behuglat piyamata en le'esora kanasi menetok shloshayamim. The Rama holds, no, only within 3 days we say it's aser. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, we say it takes 3 days for this membrane to appear. According to the Rama, it can happen even sooner. And once it's before 3 days, then we go after the chazaka that it depends how you look at it. The Rama says after, prior to 3 days, we can assume that maybe that's when it became a trefa. You don't have to worry back to 12 months. You say the animal has becheskas kshera omedet. Okay. Aval, mashanasa mi chalava kodem laze, anything before 3 days, shari. We say it's mutter. Aval beyitrat, well, it depends what. If it's an extra organ, a shar trefa sabah min abetin, anything that happens when it's first born, so then we say mashanasa minuma olam asa. Then you go back the entire life of the animal is asa. Okay, v'im haita be'eder, im behemot acherot. Now, what happens if you have a whole flock, you have a whole bunch of animals, a bunch of cows are making milk, and again im behemot acherot v'nitarev chalva im chalav im chalav acherot holchim bo achar shiur shishi. Now, let's say, you have a whole flock of animals. All of the animals, all the cows, every cow by itself is becheskas kashrus, and therefore you can take from every cow milk. That's what we do. We drink milk from cows, and we assume each cow has a cheskas kshera, and it's not a trefa, and there's no problem. If you were to shecht it, then it can raise issues. So, let's say you do shecht one of them. Let's say you have, and then you find out that one that you shechted is a trefa. And meanwhile, all day long, you've been having, it depends, Shulchan Aruch or Ramah, but basically now you have a mixture of milk from all the cows, and it's all mixed, all the milk is mixed together. And one of the cows, you know for sure is a trefa, right? That's not usually the case. We have dairy cows and they're kept separately, and it's not, this issue doesn't usually come up. Hagav, so then you need to be batel b'shishim. It's min b'mino, now midaraisa, it's batel barov, midarabanan, you need shishim. Okay, that's if you know that one of them is a trefa. It turns out to be a trefa, and you have all the milk in front of you, and it's all mixed with all the cows, then you need to have 60 cows. Keneged the one trefa. You need to have another 60 that are ksherot or still alive versus the one that's that you know vadai trefa. Okay. Some ask about egg. We're going to get to egg where it has to be maybe 61, but here it's in dindarabanan. That's one of the main heterium. It's a dindarabanan. A couple different teirutzim. Okay. You go 60 to 1. Okay. Haga, v'im yesh shishim behemot be'eder, v'lo yad inan bevadai shechalav min hatrefa hi yoter michalav achas ha'acheros. Now, you have 60 to 1, but you don't know who gave out more milk, because technically you need the milk to be batel shishim kenegdo. That's what the mixture is of milk, not of cows. So you need really 60 times the milk. But the Ramah says, it's kind of hard to know exactly how much milk came out of each animal, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. It's a din derabanan, so you're allowed to be mekel and just assume, you have some bigger cows, some smaller cows, and we'll just assume that it works out. If you have 60 to the one trefa of cows, so too with the milk, it's mutter. Okay, Amrinan mistama di'ika shishim. We assume that there's 60. Umutar, and therefore all the milk is now mutar. V'davka b'shinit areva chalav. Now this is only if the milk became mixed up, and then you want to drink the milk, or from the milk you make cheese. But that's only if the milk became a mixture. So then we say it's batel b'shishim, if it is batel b'shishim. Aval. Now let's say every cow got milked separately, and the milk didn't get mixed up. Normally it does get mixed up, but let's say it didn't get mixed up. So what do? So, and then you made cheese out of it. So each separate bucket of milk was turned into its own cheese. And you do have shishim kenegdo, and now all the cheeses get mixed up. So you have, it could be 1 to 100, but all the cheeses get mixed up. What's the halacha? Do you say batel b'shishim? Aval imit arvo agvinot einan betelot. But since each block of cheese by itself is independent, and one of those is vadai trefa, you just don't know which one, but it's a block of trefa, milk from a trefa. Einan betelot, the cheeses themselves, the blocks of cheese, again, I'm not exactly sure how big, dehave chaticha haru'ya lischabed. It becomes a chashuv, a piece of cheese. And once you have a chashuv piece of cheese that's appropriate to serve to a guest, they say even as long as, some say even if it's together and you slice it, it's still considered a block for this halacha, that it's still called a chaticha ruya lischabed. It's on a plate, it's in a cup together. V'afilu be'elef lo batil. And so there's a halacha, we're going to get to it later, it's a din d'rabbanan again, that, but either way, a chaticha ruya lischabed afilu be'elef la batil. We say it's not batil b'shishim, and afilu be'elef, it's not batil. Okay. Okay, I think. Fine. I think that's good enough for now. Ve'im nitrifai de sircha. Now, we were just talking about a real trefa, something like a nekev, right? Or an extra organ. What about a sircha of the lung? Right? So that's a little different. Einosrim agvinos shenasu mechalava mishum dehave sveik sveika. Even the cheese is mutter, because sirchas themselves have a din of, well, for this halacha, of the milk, has a din of a sveik sveika. What is it? So number one, so the first suffix is, maybe the sircha is not a trefa. Okay, so there's a whole discussion. We're not going to get into too much detail. When you see a sircha on a lung, do we call, generally we've been assuming it's a trefa vadai, but there are times, okay, certainly there's a discussion, is sometimes a sircha be'etzem a suffix or a vadai? Let's just go on the assumption that it's a vadai. That's a question. But as far as when we physically paskin and say that this is a sircha, many of the times we're not so sure, or it's based on chumras and different opinions. So be'etzem, whenever we paskin an animal has a sircha, lamaisa, it's usually a suffix sircha. Okay, it could be that sirchas are often deraisa, a vadai, but lamaisa, we generally are going to assume a sircha is a, each sircha that we're going to paskin that the animal is a trefa, we're going to consider it a suffix. We're not 100% sure. For example, you can have also a sircha that forms. We learned, for example, on the lung, there's two levels of like a membrane. So in order for it to be a trefa, it has to be a hole that goes to, punctures both membranes. So it could be a sircha will form if there's only a hole on the outer membrane and not the inner membrane. So each sircha by itself, it could be a suffix. And lamaisa, when we paskin, so we call that a suffix. And the sveika, the second suffix, is we don't know when it happened. So it could be the milk. We got the milk out of the animal before, after it became. Became a the animal became aser of a trefa.
But if the sircha is a vadai, then you don't have a
sveik-sveika. Lamaisa, it's a sveik-sveika. Lamaisa, it's generally or always a sveik-sveika. V'yesh, here, rida haga, v'yesh osrin afilo besircha. Right, theoretically, if you would have a vadai, then it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have a sveik-sveika. Haga, v'yesh osrin afilo besircha. And the Rama, even though he's generally machmer within 3 days, For a sveik sveika with hefsin maruba, he's makel even within 3 days. All right. Let's go on to Gimel. A more common case, not really, but let's read. Yali the yachmurta. So these are perush kein beitze zachar shiachmurat mishalachat mirachma. So this is one of the animals in the Torah of Achaya, in the Torah, and it says mutarim these kiachmurta. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's probably some kind of a deer, something related to it. Anyway, whatever the animal is, Achaya, they excrete from their ends little pebbles or something. Actually, I'm not exactly sure what this is. It's brought down here in the Gemara that it's from the semen of the male. It doesn't get used and it gets excreted from the female, and it comes out as little pellets. And a little bit, it's not, but a little bit like the Beitzei Zachar. I'm assuming a lot smaller, but that's what they're described as. And so these things are mutter to eat. Except there is probably an Isser of Baal Teshaktsu, the poskim point out. But it's not going to be Oser Ta'arovet. All these things that are Baal, only that are Be'etzem kosher, but it's Aser for a side reason, like Baal Teshaktsu, you're not going to have an Isser of a Ta'arovet unless it's really obvious, or you can just take it out, even if it gets cooked together. We're talking about a kosher animal. The pasuk lists seven koshers, kosher chayos. One of the kosher. It's a kosher animal.
Right. So this is a yotze in a parlor. Right. So
good point. Good question. Gimel and Dalet, the point is, I guess that's where it's more common to see them, but the principle is the same for a non-kosher animal as well. Okay, good point. Even if it'd be a non-kosher.
The semen of a chayat mei is
mutter? Yeah, it's only called pirish. It's just called, or pirsha. So we'll get to it in a moment. Anything that's called, the Gemara has an expression, it calls it pirsha ba'almahu. Something that's excreted from the animal, that's called pirsha, whatever Chazal is considered pirish, is mutter midin achila. It might be a problem about teshaktu, but as far as there's no isser of trefa or a behema tamea.
It's
correct. It's exactly. It's less of an issue than the meraglim. It's considered something that's either, there's two perushim. The poskim say either it means it's something that's very disgusting that comes out of the animal, and therefore it loses its status as food, and therefore there's no iser achila. The other pshat is that it's not really from the essence of the animal. It's something separate that's created by the animal, and it's not really part of the animal.
It's a pellet. There is the essence.
So it depends. If you go with the pas ma'usu pagum, most of us can relate to that better. And the other pshat, I hear. That's why you have two pshat. Okay. So let's get into Dalet. Shilya shachamor notzarbo. This is the placenta. Some say it refers to the membrane around the placenta, but lamaisa means the placenta. And as the Shach points out, kol shekein a behema, any behema tamea, but okay, notzarbo mutter. It's mutter even from a treif animal, right? The pirsha perush zevel shebekeres habehema be'almahu. All right, so that's. Dung, whatever comes out from the animal, from the stomach, that's aser. It's mutter midin achila of of a Tumea. But again, there can still be the Isser of Baal Tishaktsu. Okay, and that's kind of a subjective criteria as well, Baal Tishaktsu. Okay, let's get to Hey. May Ragle Behema Vachaya HaTaharim. Now, we're talking about kosher animals right now. So the urine of a kosher animal, the chalav and the milk, umei chalav shelehen mutter. So all these things, it comes from the animal and kosher animal, and it's going to be mutter, no problem, right? Okay. The hu hadin, this is maybe the more of the chidush. The hu hadin lemei mei chalav shelehen. Even the not only, let's say you have milk. So let's say it separates. So you have, I think it's the clear, more clear part. Am I blanking? Is that what we call whey? I'm a little confused right now. Whatever it is, the clear part of the milk, that's called mechalav. So that's for sure going to be kosher. What about, let's say you take leftover from the clear part, and you're able to make cheese from that or whatever. I'm just here. If you look in the Shach, let's just read it real quick. The Shach points out that, no, the Gemara points out, you might think chalav of behema, it's kosher because it comes from a kosher animal, but it might be aver min achai. So there the Gemara says, no, the Torah tells you it's mutter, so even though it might be aver min achai, this is mutter. Okay, so it doesn't have, there's no Isser of Eivor Min Achai, it's 100% kosher. So the first opinion that we're going to mention is that the Mei Chalav, or the white, the clear part of the Chalav, and certainly, also, if you take from the clear part, and then you separate that, that's whey, right? And then you separate that again, like it's twice been cleared, it's all mutter. That's the first opinion. The second opinion, v'yesh mi she'oser bazeh. There's a second opinion says, okay, so we know from Chazal that the chalav and the initial part that's separated, that's included in no ever min achai, because of a chiddush from a pasuk. But on the second derivative, or the second time it's been filtered, then there's no pasuk to tell you that it's mutter of Eivor Min Achai. It's no longer called chalav anymore. And then that's the part that becomes aser. But that's not the halacha. The amina kisvar rishona. No matter how much you dilute it, it's always going to be a mutter.
What? Because until now it's been bottled inside the milk, and now you're taking it.
Exactly. A little bit like the poskim point out. I think it's the Rosh. A little bit like the opposite of blood. Blood inside the meat, the Torah tells you it's mutter. It's still blood. It's still in there. But once it gets extracted, now the status changes. It becomes more independent once it changes. And then you have to decide, is it blood and is it ever minachai? Okay. Let's see. Do we want to do one more or stop? Do you want to stop? All right. We'll stop and...
Go ahead.